We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. You are just in time for our weekly gathering with Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. Dave, I guess a good thing that when you are looking around for real estate, you selected Mount Pleasant rather than King Street or Meeting Street, where now it's all littered with broken glass and businesses that used to exist there, huh?
It's very sad. Actually, Bob, is very sad. I was actually down there today. I was on King Street, talked to a couple of business owners down there have shops along King Street. And it's very scary that this is happening in South Carolina.
Yeah, yeah, it really is.
And it's scary.
It just shows you the extent, the nationwide depth and breadth of Antifa. They're everywhere.
Yeah. No, it really is. I mean, and, you know, again, talking to folks that own businesses along there, along the street there in Charleston, and of course, Columbia also saw.
Yep.
Really what happened, I mean, and again, going back, really what happened, Bob, was Saturday night. Saturday, there were legitimate peaceful protests going on across the country, in Charleston and Columbia. And these terrorist groups, these criminals, really thugs, hijacked these legitimate protests to loot private businesses, to destroy taxpayer-owned property. I mean, look, you walk down King Street in Charleston, and you could, it wasn't just a block. I mean, it was a mile and a half of complete destruction, where were throwing bricks through windows, and even to the point where they were attacking innocent bystanders. I mean, you had somebody in a restaurant. One of the customers, one of these criminals walks in, starts threatening people. One of the customers confronted him. A group of these thugs pulled that customer out, started beating them up. One of the employees had to come out and shoot his firearm in the air to get these criminals off this guy.
Holy cow.
And so, and again, I mean,
terrifying.
It really is. This isn't Chicago. It's not New York. It's not LA. This is South Carolina. We're not used to this. We don't put up with this.
Here's a question too. What would have happened to that individual if that store owner had not come out with a firearm and scared the thugs off?
Well, look, I'll tell you. I woke up Sunday morning and saw this on my television. You know, we went to sleep Saturday night thinking, you know, everything's okay. I mean, yeah, there's folks out there legitimately protesting, right? They have a First Amendment right to protest.
Of course,
and by the way, on this issue, I mean, with you know, Floyd's death, I mean, there are some serious issues going on out there that need to be discussed. I think there's a legitimate discussion to be had here. And so you wake up Sunday morning and you see this path of destruction, this violence. Bob, the first thing I thought of as a citizen of South Carolina, as a South Carolinian, I thought, okay, I've got to make sure that I'm taking the proper precautions to defend myself, my family, my property.
You bet.
And I mean, Sunday morning, I went out. Monday morning, I stood in line at the Palmetto State Armory. And I made sure I had 1,000 rounds of 5.56 because I'll tell you, you know, I live in Mount Pleasant, as you know, but hey, who knows when
right.
you see that on television, right?
Yep.
And I think, again, they have there's a right of free speech, there's a right to protest. There's also the Next Amendment down, which is our right to self-defense.
You bet.
And Bob, as you know, we've been talking about this for years now. The right to self-defense has not been taken. We have not been, our rights have not been fully restored in this state. And our state legislators, our local politicians are not taking it seriously enough. And when we have situations like this, where, you know, these terrorist organizations, you mentioned Antifa.
Yep.
I mean, criminals, thugs are creating havoc, using, hijacking legitimate protests from peaceful people and creating violent situations where we are threatened, right? Our lives are threatened. The guy that got yanked out of the customer that got yanked out of that restaurant, I'm sure that was going through his head. Hey,
sure.
My life is in danger here.
Yep.
But the last thing that we should be thinking about in that situation as innocent bystanders is, gee, do I have permission? Do I have that permission slip from my state politicians to defend myself?
Right.
Defend my life, to defend my family, to defend my property. Because in this state, you need that permission slip if you're out on the street. And I think about it, too. With, you know, say you're out walking your dog. Say mm-hmm. you're at one of these protests that, you know, it appears peaceful at first. And then all of a sudden, around the corner comes this violent group of, you know, of scalawags.
Right.
That just want to do damage. These criminals just want to hurt people, do damage to property. And they confront you, and they try to jump you, right? You should have the ability at that point in time to say, hey, you know what? Yo, I'm going to defend myself. I have a firearm here. I'm going to defend myself. But, Bob, as you know, in this state, we can't do that.
Yeah.
We need that permission slip. You need that CWP, and that shouldn't be. That is not what it says in the Bill of Rights. It doesn't say that in the Second Amendment. It doesn't say that you need a permission slip from your state politicians. We have tried to pass constitutional carry, Bob, as you know.
Yep.
We've been talking about this for years. Every single time, Democrats and Republicans in that state house have worked together to stop that bill, to stop permitless carry, to stop a bill that would make CWP optional. If you want it, you can get it. If you don't, it's okay. It would stop open carry, legalizing open carry. Every time we've tried to get that bill through, Bob, the Republicans and the Democrats have teamed up together in that state house. They've stopped it. Here's the other thing. We talked about red flag. I mean,
right. We
had to go to the end of the earth to put immense pressure on our attorney general just to sue to stop an un-American, unconstitutional gun confiscation bill.
Right.
Remember down in Columbia, the mayor, crazy mayor down there.
Yep.
By the way, what was one of the cities that, you know, they were blowing up police cars in?
Let me see. Was that the state capital of Columbia?
That's right. That's right.
Where so, Antifa is going to finish what Sherman started.
I'm telling you, man, and it's scary. It is so scary.
Terrifying.
And we have got to take control. We have got to hold our politicians accountable. We have got to demand that our right to self-defense, Bob, supersedes any permission slip that they come up with here on the local and state level. And if you want to do that, if you're as worried about this as I am, and again, this is the first thing I saw on Sunday morning. As soon as I saw this Monday morning, my butt was in line at Palmetto State Armory at the gun shop
right.
to go buy ammo for my firearms.
Yep.
If you're as concerned as I am and you want to make sure, put the pressure on these politicians, on our state legislators, on our local politicians. Forget this un-American gun control. Restore our gun rights here in South Carolina. Restore our right to defend ourselves and our family. Text the word carry, C-A-R-R-Y, carry, to the number 52886 on your cell phone. Carry to 52886 on your cell phone. Send that direct message to these legislators and the governor demanding that they restore our rights. You know, they're going to be in session soon. They're going back into session in a few weeks. This bill, this permitless carry bill, making sure that they kill any and all red flag gun confiscation laws, any un-American gun control laws, but getting restoring our right to self-defense is so important. That needs to be on the top of the agenda. With all these riots, all of these all this criminal activity going on in our towns, in our cities. We need to make sure that our legislators have our back and that they are restoring our right to self-defense. We need to put that pressure on them. You can do it right now. Text the word carry to 52886 on your cell phone.
We know that the Democrats are going to oppose this because every Democrat who is breathing wants not only to do away with the Second Amendment, but they'd love to come around and confiscate every gun in America. But how about the enablers on the Republican side? Let's name names there, can we?
You got it. Look, Neil Collins, Comrade Neil Collins over there in Pickens County, right? He voted to stop the constitutional carry bill. A couple years ago, there was a big vote, Bob. We got him on record. Mark Willis, down in on the border of Greenville and Lawrence County, State yep. Representative Mark Willis voted against to kill the permitless carry. Lion Brian White over in Anderson County voted to kill that permitless carry bill. Davey Hyatt, who represents Northern Pickens County, Bob.
Yeah.
Northern Pickens County. Davey Hyatt, back in 2017, he voted to kill this constitutional carry bill. So it's not just the Democrats. You're right. The Democrats are counting every single time
sure.
for gun control and to restrict us and our constitutional right to defend ourselves. But it's these sellout Republicans, Bob, that we really have to worry. They're the ones that control the state legislature. The Democrats can't go to the bathroom in that state house without asking permission from Republicans, without getting
right.
permission from Republicans.
Right.
It's these Republicans that voted to kill this permitless carry bill. They voted to restrict our gun rights. They voted not to restore our Second Amendment rights in the state. And, man, those are the guys that need the pressure. But as you said before, it's the same thing with the gas tax, right? I mean,
yep.
the same guys that voted for that gas tax, like Ross Turner. I mean, you know, Neil Collins was supportive of the gas tax at one point. I mean, all these guys that voted for the gas tax, like, Bob, it's the same thing when it
yep.
comes to restoring our gun rights. We have to hold them accountable. We have to hold these legislators accountable because the rubber hits the road when it comes to stuff like this. This isn't playtime anymore. It's not about ifs. It's about wins at this point.
Yeah, there's anarchy in the streets.
I do have to say, thank goodness for the sheriff in Greenville County. I mean, I saw he was out there with protesters arm in arm, and that's what really needs to happen right now is that the tone needs to come down. We need to settle this thing down a little bit. But, man, I really have to give kudos to Hobart Lewis. He did a great job over the weekend and into the week of working with these protesters, making sure they have their voice heard, making sure things are peacefully done. Greenville, the sheriff did it right there. Columbia, Charleston, not to see it, but, man, it's scary, Bob. It's very scary.
And if there's no police presence on the streets, you know, because some Blue City mayor has told their police department to stand down, then you get what we saw in the Holy City and in Columbia as well. I want to mention too, Dave, with Election Day coming up next Tuesday, reminder of those here in the upstate that people should have on their list who voted for the gas tax, because it is my position and yours as well, I know, after fighting the biggest single tax increase in South Carolina history, the gas tax, for 3 years before it finally passed in the legislature. Those who voted for it should be called out.
Absolutely.
And I had somebody ask me in the last hour about Scott Talley. And I said, my recollection is that he was on the program with me and said he would not vote for it, but then turned around and did. Is my memory correct on that?
Look, Scott lied. I mean, he absolutely lied. He lied to get elected. And then as soon as he went into that legislature, as soon as he defeated Lee Bright in that state Senate primary runoff, he went down to Columbia and did exactly what Corrupt Hugh Leatherman wanted him to do.
That was my memory as well.
Ross Turner, Scott Talley, Glenn Reese, Carl Allen, Thomas Alexander. I mean, they all voted for that tax hike, Bob. They all voted for that tax. They all went along with Corrupt Hugh Leatherman. But absolutely, I've been getting some contact from our activists as well on Talley. He absolutely lied during that campaign. He went straight down there and voted for the tax hike. And by the way, there was no serious reform. There was no serious reform adopted in that gas tax hike. It was a straight up tax hike.
Well,
we know
and,
that. And look,
and
we're
the
about
same
to celebrate the third anniversary coming up in July.
That's right. Yeah, another 2 cents tacked on for another couple of years. And the same thing, by the way, as far as the ethics, so-called ethics legislation that was passed right down there that they're all bragging about, that's absolutely toothless.
Right, right. No, so, no, look, they're still hiding how they're getting paid. They are not disclosing all of their income. It's all part of the secrecy down there, Bob, and you know it. We're going to continue to follow this, but I wanted to talk about this with everything that went on in Charleston and Columbia.
Sure.
We need to get serious about our right to self-defense, and we need to hold these guys accountable and force them to restore our Second Amendment rights in the state.
Again, you can text the word DRAIN to 52886. And if you want to get more information and keep up with what these guys in Columbia are up to, every time they have 10 lobbyists in their office, what they have planned next. Just keep up with Freedom Action Network of South Carolina on Facebook.
That's right. Facebook.com/fan of SC. Facebook.com/fan of SC. Bob, we're also on Twitter @fan of SC. Every day we post something new.
Appreciate that, Dave. It's going to be interesting to see what happens on Tuesday in the GOP primaries. And we'll talk about that next time I see you next Wednesday.
We'll have a full report next week, I'm sure.
Sounds good. Dave, thank you very much.
Thanks,
and thanks for what you guys do at Fan of SC. 422 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on here on the Hump Day Edition on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 428 here on the Bobby Mac Show, in on the text line. Bobby, if we don't vote out all the representatives who went against their constituents and voted to increase our taxes, then we can't blame them when they act with impunity. Well, I hear people all the time, we need term limits. We have term limits. They're called elections. These people don't vote the way you want. Bounce them and find somebody who will vote the way you want. To the phones quickly we go. Mike is next up here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the program. Mike, you there? Moneypenny, I have no audio. Oops, sorry, cell phone dropped out. All right, that's okay because we're just right on top of the news anyway. Bobby Mac, Glenn Reese, Scott Talley on the Senate side, Rita Allison, Durham Cole, Mike Forrester, and Eddie Cheaper by the Gallon Talon, who's now retiring, all gas tax hikers, all need to go. Bobby, this is the time to press on constitutional carry every day on your station. Let's do it. Bobby, what's your email? Got to send you these statements from retailers Nordstrom and Eileen Fisher shaming America as systemic racists. It is Bob at 1063WORD.com. Okay? Bob at 1063WORD.com. Did you see the video? It's on YouTube. These lefties in some apartment buildings, and here come the anarchists, and the kid is at the window, you know, hey, you know, we support you, which is followed immediately by a rock through his window. And this guy is going, hey, what are you doing? We're with you. More rocks through the window. Mm-hmm. Useful idiots. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'll be right back on the other side here on Hump Day. Welcome back. 4:37 now, 23 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on my text line, hey, Bobby Mack, it's not as easy as voting them out and your talk of term limits while we have open primaries. Yeah, I get that. But come back and talk to me when we have more than a 10 or 15% turnout for a primary. If people would get energized and really get ticked off about these people who continually vote as rhinos down in Columbia would actually show up and vote, then it wouldn't matter how many Democrats cross over and vote in the GOP primary. But when we get 10% or 15% of registered voters out there, don't complain to me about it. Hey, Bobby Mack, I actually like you, but you say some idiotic, stupid stuff sometimes. Find who Bobby Knight. There's only one or two on the ballot. I don't have the money to run, or you going to give me $5 million to run? That would be a non-starter. My reply via text message, thanks so much. You try doing a live four-hour talk show every day and see if you don't say something stupid now and then. To the phones we go. Mike has called back. His cell phone hit a black hole and dropped out, and so now he's back with us. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the program.
Yeah, Bobby, thanks. Can you hear me okay on this one? I'm in a little bit of a mountain area.
Yeah, no, actually, sounds fine now.
Okay, so I'm going to go just a little bit counter here with what we're experiencing. Bobby, I don't know how you might feel. I'm going to try to pull this out of you, but do you think there's a chance that do you think there's a chance here that things are not really as racist, bad as the media and the left play it up to be?
I would go so far as to say that what I witnessed in Minneapolis was police brutality, and it's categorized as racist because the officer was white and his victim was black. What is never mentioned by the media is that the other three officers, one is Asian, one is Hispanic, one is black, and the fourth one, charged with second-degree murder, is white.
Well, I didn't know that the race of those, but you just almost made my point. Look, it's more not so much a race issue, I believe, as it is a police issue. There are some people who really don't need to be policemen, right?
I would agree.
There are some people who really don't need to be a dog catcher. Listen, anybody that's listening to this program and anybody that's in a profession has known people in their business that they're just not in the right fit. They shouldn't be there.
Right.
So
right.
Should we take a look at the police departments and root out those? Maybe it is a problem in the whole Minneapolis police. Maybe it's just his precinct. Maybe there's some things in the background we don't know about. But let's go with the facts. Dig into it and take the issue as what is at hand, not what somebody tries to hijack it and make it look like.
Yeah, but sadly, Mike, you know as well as I do, in the highly charged, politicized atmosphere that we live in, these groups like Antifa are just waiting in the wings, sitting on the bench, ready to go. And as soon as they get an incident that they can take advantage of to advance their own socialist, Marxist agenda, They're going to run with it.
Okay, it's Antifa, it's jihadist, it's even connections with the KGB. And I did find the name of the book that I called in the other day, and you had misspoke and said it was Bongino.
Oh, yes, right.
It's written by John Guendola.
Right, John Guendola, right.
And the name of the book is Raising a Jihadi Generation. I can't wait to get this book, but I believe a lot of the background code what we're experiencing. That is what's going on.
Whoops. Yeah, you finally hit one of those spots where the phone is dropping out. But I get your point. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. Bob Talley said he wouldn't vote for the gas tax, and then he did just that. Yeah, that was my memory as well. It appears Scott Talley just can't tell the truth. Bobby, you said Scott Talley lied to us about the gas tax. Did you see a Facebook video? I'm not going to go there. Sorry. If there's something on Facebook, that doesn't necessarily mean the accusation is correct, and I'm not going to repeat it. Bob, the protesters throwing rocks at supporters' windows reminds me of the movie Independence Day. Remember people on top of the building cheering the UFO? And then the aliens repay their support by zapping and killing them. Yeah, I do remember that. Once again, useful idiots. Bobby, black people are tired of watching their own people get beaten up or shot by cops repeatedly for the past 50 years. As far as voting, the American experiment is over. Buckle up, friends. Oh, yeah? Is that a threat? Bob, I don't... I'm sorry, that one is not intended for me. Bobby, cowards do not need to be police. Tell that to the police officers down there in Florida at the high school shooting on Valentine's Day a couple of years ago. You know, one of those cops who was fired, the police union sued for him to get his job back and won. And this is a cop who hid behind his patrol car for 10 minutes. It's sort of like the old joke, the point that Mike was making, you know, about horses for courses, you know, individuals not being temperamentally or psychologically suited for their job. You know, the old joke, what do they call the guy who graduated last in his class at med school? Right, they call him doctor. Speaking of Facebook, I love to pick out some gems from there every so often. Inquiring minds on Facebook today want to know, are there special senior hours for looters? Then there's a picture of a Special Forces shoulder patch with this text attached to it. Attention protesters, if you see a National Guard or Army soldier with this patch, go harass them. It means they are an electrician and have no infantry training or combat experience and will be easy to overpower and disarm. Your attention, please. Due to COVID, we're going to need people to riot at home and destroy your own stuff. And finally, this one today on Facebook. Is it riot season already? I still have my COVID decorations up. Not bad. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on here on Hump Day on WORD. No wonder. 90 degrees outside. Hot-blooded. Check it and see. 4:50, 10 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we get rolling in the next hour of the program, by the way, I'll have another candidate interview coming up. Steve Shaw, GOP candidate for Greenville County Council in District 20, will be joining me right after 5. So if you are in that district, you will be interested in hearing what he has to say. To the phones we go right now. Let's head to Greenville. Oh, sorry. We lost our caller. That's all right, because I was about to say it's very convenient for people like James Comey, the former DNI, Mr. Clapper, and all the others involved in the silent coup against President Trump from the FBI and the DOJ. Very convenient for all of those folks, not to mention Pelosi and Schumer and Adam Bullschiff and all the rest, that today Lindsey Graham, before his Judiciary Committee in the Senate, was questioning former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein about his involvement and how this whole silent coup got started. Amongst other things, Mr. Rosenstein denies he suggested wearing a wire against President Trump and invoking the 25th Amendment to try and remove him from office. Essentially, Rod Rosenstein was the Sergeant Schultz of this whole business. He knows nothing. And we'll have some of the details on that as we proceed along also in the next hour of the program. Sadly, in the superheated environment in which we find ourselves with the race issue being radioactive right now, it seems like invariably we have a situation occur where somebody is victimized as collateral damage. And I would put into that category the guy who, for what, a quarter of a century, I guess, has been the announcer for the NBA team, the Sacramento Kings. The team announcing yesterday that TV play-by-play announcer and sports radio host Greg Napier has resigned from the team following a comment he made, which was a tweet that said, "All Lives Matter," on Twitter on Sunday. Grant Napier has resigned from the Sacramento Kings. We thank him for his contributions to the team and wish him all the best. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. In addition, Bonneville Sacramento, that's the corporate owner of the station, KHTK, announced that they have parted ways with him as well. Napier's resignation comes 2 days after he tweeted an All Lives Matter response to former Kings center DeMarcus Cousins, who asked the announcer what he thought of the Black Lives Matter movement. And Napier tweeted back, "Hey, how are you? Thought you forgot about me. Haven't heard from you in years." Interesting. But now, suddenly, he wants his opinion on BLM. And Mr. Napier then tweeted, "All lives matter, every single one," in response to the question from this former player, "What's your take on BLM?" On Monday, the Kings released a statement saying they were reviewing the matter with NBC Sports California and the radio station, saying Grant's recent Twitter comments do not reflect our organization's views and values. We are reviewing the matter further, and of course now he's out. Following news of his resignation and dismissal, Napier issued a statement in which he said, "I want to thank the fans for their overwhelming love and support. I will always remain a part of Kings Nation in my heart." He's been their TV play-by-play announcer since 1988. His remarks received numerous reactions from former Kings players. One said, "Grant Napier is grown and can speak for himself. You know how I feel, so call the show. I'm here for the conversation and to further the movement." And another tweeted, "DeMarcus, we know and have known who Grant is. The team knows as well. I've told them many times. They've seen it. They know who he is." In other words, they're saying the guy's a closet racist. And then DeMarcus Cousins, the guy who started all this, tweeted back, "LOL, as expected." It's really sad because now in the superheated environment of everything racial, the comment "all lives matter" is taken as a knee-jerk white supremacist kind of reaction that's supposed to be denigrating BLM. When in point of fact, to me and perhaps to many others as well, what he is saying with "all lives matter" is that, yeah, black lives matter, white lives matter, Latino lives matter, Asian lives matter, Eskimo lives matter. All of us who are human beings, all lives matter, which is his comment. But of course, this has now been taken by the left and twisted around to where it's automatically assumed that if you say something like this, that you are, what, revealing yourself as some kind of closet racist. And the whole situation just escalated from there and got out of control. And like Topsy, it grew. And sadly, Mr. Napier, now after 25 years of doing Kings games. So this guy who was a play-by-play announcer for the NBA team for 25 years, he was a closet racist the whole time? That's what we're to believe, I guess. By the way, the NBA is now indicating they will begin play again July 31st. And as you probably have heard already, Panthers will have no training camp in Spartanburg this year. They'll do it in Charlotte. Now, they'll have plenty of hotel rooms with no GOP convention there. Good move, Governor. Brilliant. 5 o'clock Follies is on the way next here on the Bobby Mack Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.